Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to the Purple Monkey Podcast.
Yay!
Oh my god!
Yeah!
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah!
Episode
41.
41.
Oh yeah!
Boom!
Perfect cutoff.
Amazing.
Totally unrehearsed.
This is brought to you by your host, Big Ounce.
Me.
Master B.
That's me.
And me, or E. Abelson.
Do we want to say our actual names for people who just know us by our normal names?
Why don't you poop on my face?
Poop on my face and call it a day.
Guys, do you know why I'm saying that? It's because they're making Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
Oh my gosh. This is brand new news. This is kind of not new news actually at all. This is like from the weeks that piled up, which we should probably address as well. We've been working on other things as well, and we missed, like, how many weeks? Like, two?
Yeah, and then, dude, do you know the expression I make when I miss an episode about Five Nights at Freddy's? I'm literally I was totally not going to miss an episode, but then I was...
Timely.
Dude, me won Five Nights at Freddy's.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh. Nothing... Okay.
No, you played the wrong one. You're Dumbo.
Instead of a synced with the one.
It's apparently set.
Okay,
for,
me when Five Nights at Freddy's.
Okay. And the good thing about the Five Nights at Freddy's movies
is the one where it's like, come on, are we getting going here?
Okay. Oh my god.
Wait.
Oh.
Okay, we get it. This is absolutely the worst thing I've ever heard.
All right, so what about
the good thing about the movie is that it's actually set to release in 2019, so.
I swear to God, that's the type of shit I used to freak out about in like fucking just 2016. Like,
oh my God.
They're making a movie, but they didn't make it when the game was so popular.
Oh my god, so funny.
Oh yeah, this is what the world needs. That's Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
That's like when we saw they did like those really fake ones where everyone's like, they made like the fake leaks where it's like Emoji Movie 2 Real Edition. It was like some alien spaceship one. It was like, what?
Emoji Spaceship
Edition. Five Nights at Freddy's Real.
The Emoji Movie, I'll never forget the day it released. I remember
You signed it, you saw it in theaters.
I saved my ticket for the Emoji Movie.
It probably might be worth a lot of money.
It's like pinned in my closet. I look at it every morning when I wake up.
Frame.
Nice.
It's beautiful. Frame image.
Right next to the family album.
Oh, man.
Disgrace.
Disgrace the family. Not the emoji ticket.
Speaking of a disgrace, apparently Patrick Starr flashed the world on Twitter.
Yeah, I didn't, you know, I was just sort of like browsing one day and I was like, oh, what's this? A SpongeBob tweet. And I don't know if they deleted it or not, but it's a pretty interesting tweet. It's basically Patrick just sort of like bare ass, just showing Squidward and Mr. Krabs a little something special.
Patrick's little chubster. Patrick Starr flashes Squidward.
Gosh, no. And people were sort of like questioning what the tweet really was. And, you know, who knows? Who knows? Who knows if SpongeBob got a little rowdy on the account the other day?
I mean,
you never know. I mean,
his nose isn't the only thing poking out.
I'm just saying. Square pants for a reason. Come on.
Oh my god.
Oh,
jeez, dude. SpongeBob tent pants.
No, not the Patrick tent.
Oh my god.
Gosh. Talking about campfire song.
Since we've done our last episode, then the new Xbox and PS5
have launched.
Well, after we've made fun of
the
Xbox so many
Series
times.
Series X, X Series.
Series X.
X Edition.
X Edition. Sexbox.
Letter X.
Did launch.
Dude, Sexbox.
Sex, dude.
Sexbox.
Okay. Me when Sexbox.
Oh,
no.
All right.
Okay.
Really informative episode here.
Me when Sexbox.
And honestly, I could give less of a shit about either of these consoles.
I wanted.
Ryan's kind of like been on the list, on the orders.
It was Walmart.
On the Cougar Prowl.
I was like on the minute it dropped, and then the website crashed for everybody.
That's literally what was happening. They're just like, okay, 9 a.m. is launches 9:01 out of stock.
It wasn't even. It was like before 9:01. It was like
It's like 16 seconds.
16, it literally went out in like 16 seconds. It's like unreal.
I mean, yeah, we're high demand.
We expected that.
So Mike Tyson, he actually did fight.
He did fight. That was like how many days ago?
That was like a few days ago.
A few days ago.
I was kind of.
It was kind of like underwhelming, I think. People were like expecting him to like just demolish him.
I thought he was gonna fucking collapse due to arthritis or some shit. Isn't he like
he's fucking
70?
He's like 54 or something.
Oh, geez.
Well, the bigger story than that, it actually got outshined by the Jake Paul Nate Robinson fight.
Wait, that happened? Or
yeah.
Just
are you no? Have you, have you not seen
anything?
I don't give that much of a shit. I saw like a clip of it. I mean, it's kind of dumb. He's not even a boxer. He's a basketball player. And some reason they were like there was like a competition. I don't even understand.
Well, the thing was, he was
didn't Jake Paul like tweet at someone like, "Dude, I fucked your wife."
Yeah, no, Jake Paul beat the shit out of him.
I mean, yeah, he got knocked out cold.
Oh, but damn,
that was sort of like expected. But he's only fought any real boxers yet.
Yeah, but the thing was, Nate Robinson was only guaranteed $600
for the fight.
$600.
Well, he was guaranteed.
Oh, but how much did he get?
They don't know how much he made like endorsements, but he was only guaranteed $600. To get fucking
is that a lot or I mean like
a lot less than actual fights
most should like how much did Jake Paul get?
I don't know.
So like how much do we get from Spoon Streaming?
Oh my fucking
well we made half of that
Dirt Kiss.
Oh my gosh, it's funny though. Yeah, no,
I guess that is a good opportunity to say if you listen to these and somehow have not heard of my streams, check out Ableton on Spoon.
Do we plug it ever
app.
In the podcast?
Yeah, we plug like some things. Yeah,
a little cross contamination.
No,
cross pollination.
Cross poly.
Oh my god. Yeah, check that out if you want. Otherwise, we're getting back into this. They're just making a Clifford movie.
That's just,
apparently
that's not
everything. They looked at Clifford and said, "Yeah, that needs a live action."
Yeah,
is it animated or is it like
looks
just a CG
it looks
dog?
Pretty CG. If you look at the trailer, it's like pretty mixed on like what people think of it, but it looks like a CG.
I mean, is it CG or is that a real one that's like made really big?
Like his cock?
No, it looks.
What do
you
the fuck?
How about okay. Do you think where Clifford's did, cock is? I'm saying like if we really
talk about a red rocket.
Oh my god!
All right,
I mean, but what is this shit like 12
that,
feet long?
That kind of.
Oh god. Okay, the dog is like 12 feet big. Wait, or no, is he bigger than a house?
He's bigger than a fucking house, so that means that a cock would be bigger
ever,
than a bathtub.
I don't remember watching the show.
Make that joke again.
What joke again?
The Red Rocket joke.
You make the joke.
You make the joke.
No, you make the joke.
You make
that's
it. Yeah, bring it up.
Red Rocket.
You just laughed at your own shitty joke.
Guess what they call a Red Rocket?
Okay, so
fuck
moving
you.
On, moving on.
Fuck you.
We hate you. We actually just hate you.
So after everybody got all pissed off about Last of Us a little while ago, they're making
Christ. Supposedly they released a trailer like 2 days ago. Abby's story trailer for some reason for the campaign.
It's fucking hilarious. Honestly,
the game came out 8 months
balls
ago.
On them to
and
just
supposedly
release.
They're teasing some DLC.
Wait, so are they just releasing the Abby part of the game as a separate?
I don't know. It's like the most random trailer. But
no,
IGN didn't
uploaded. Story finish.
No, she like sailed off with the kid.
Is it gonna be like a
sailing adventure
to the?
It's actually ties into the Assassin's Creed series. She's actually
oh good.
No, but also in other Last of Us thing, I just saw this recently. Neil Druckmann is now the co-president of Naughty Dog.
Wait, what do you mean, Neil Druckmann? I thought he was already.
No, I don't think he was.
I thought Neil Druckmann. Okay,
well. I think he was the director. I mean, I got a news thing to say an alert.
Dude, that's pretty cool, except for the fact I don't even freaking care.
He was the Last of Us director.
Okay.
And now he's the co-president of Naughty Dog.
Well, it's every game's going to be Abby Simulator.
Abby Bone Dog Simulator.
Oh my gosh. Uh-oh.
So apparently the Xbox Series X is backward compatible with PS2.
It's pretty interesting. That's only the only thing I've found so far that makes me want to get an Xbox over PS5. But I guess it's like an emulator. That Microsoft like sort of like snuck on there or something. I forgot what it's called.
That reminds me of like the old shit, like back in the day, like fucking like during like the Atari when they would just release like adapters, so they would play any console could play like any card.
So the Xbox is better at playing PlayStation games than the PS5.
Yeah, well,
apparently.
I mean,
the Xbox, to be fair, doesn't really have any Xbox games to play.
So they kind of have to just like
they kind of have to play PlayStation games.
Yeah,
well, it makes PlayStation look
kind of like hurdy-gurdy on the PS2.
Dude,
so
I can play Sopranos. Road to Respect on.
There you go. If you buy the new Xbox,
beat that. We bought it. We never beat it. And Emmett deleted my save, and then played the same save.
Soprano Rage Quit Gabagool Edition.
Gabagool Edition. No, but also with the PS5, I don't know if you talked about this before, but the controller for the PS5 doesn't work on PS4. But it works on PS3.
Yeah. Well, what the hell? Well, that's so weird.
How does that even like work?
It works the PS5 controller works on the PS3. It does not work on the PS4.
What about the PS2?
I would assume no.
I would assume, well, maybe if it's a wire.
But why is the PS5 control, like, what gives it the capability to just do that?
Dude,
maybe they, like, use,
the,
like,
the
different.
The new cock implant.
The new, the, there are different cock implants on PS3 and PS2 chips. Yeah.
The sounding tube that extends.
Oh, right. Oh, no.
So just, like, play it right in there. Ah, oh, there we go. Just, like, right into the system.
Right
into
the port.
Ethernet cable.
So I'm just gonna steer us
integrated Wi-Fi.
Steer us clear, please.
16 gigs of RAM.
You can RAM.
You can hear it if you listened closely a little while ago.
You can
ago,
hear the PS5 moaning.
You can hear the sound of a million quirky alt people getting upset
over Celeste,
over The Office,
oh,
not on
yes.
Netflix.
Netflix, as of December
and they're done.
31st,
ladies and gentlemen, we got them.
The Office is officially off Netflix, and Seinfeld's coming on Netflix.
It's coming.
Oh, yeah.
He's coming on Netflix?
Ew, Seinfeld. God,
do not come
Jerry.
On Netflix.
Jerry, why would you do that? It's funny.
What's
Office
the deal?
What's
the deal with
oh. Do you ever do
it's this? There.
And it's here.
Okay.
What's the deal with
Here's
coming
more.
On Netflix? Come on. Everyone does it.
Hey.
Come on. It's funny that it's leaving. I think NBC's like taking some of their shows up, but then they also bought Seinfeld, so it doesn't really make sense. I don't know why.
Speaking
How
of,
long has The Office been on there? A while.
A long time. That's I mean, like that's
five,
like why the
five,
show
six,
got popular again.
Five, yeah.
It's just because it was on Netflix.
That's like one of the, no, it's like now that's like the main reason people bought Netflix.
Well, Friends was on
Office.
Netflix too, and now it's on like Tubi or Peacock, which is the NBC's like streaming service.
It's just going to be such a mess now. Peacock, so that's the shittiest streaming service ever, by the
yeah,
way.
It's so
it is such a fucking pain in the
yeah,
ass to use. Like, it takes, like, 10 minutes to load a fucking show,
yeah.
And then whenever you pause, it, like, doesn't work half the time. It's just
the
such
only
a
worthwhile aspect
mess.
Of that is that it comes, like, preloaded onto Xfinity.
It comes preloaded?
It comes preloaded.
That was the sentence. That was really a banger right there.
Yo!
It comes preloaded.
No. Zingo!
Bingo!
It's pre-installed on Xfinity boxes.
On the sex box? What was that? Oh my god!
Oh, it's calling.
A little callback.
Oh.
No.
You're putting it on the back of the mic. It's not gonna.
You can't even
that
hear
up.
It. It's either just gonna Probably. Be it's gonna be silence and just laughing out of nowhere, or it'll be
hello?
Really funny.
Hello.
Speaking of, did you guys know there's a Five Nights at Freddy's movie coming out?
Oh my fucking god, dude! Dude, you know how I found out there was a movie?
Deja
there was a
blue.
Movie coming out. I pick up the phone and I my friend called me. He goes, "Hello, hello, hello."
Okay, really ingenious, intuitive here.
Oh my god!
Think of all the nuances. Oh my.
I think it's time for a fatty. We got a call. This little fatty ad break.
Yeah, take an ad break. Oh gosh.
Enjoy your ad, guys. New one.
Enjoy it. Babe.
Enjoy your ad.
Oh man. Welcome back to the Chug Zone.
Chug Zone.
You're not watching. Oh.
Wow.
Boom. Snow. And enough.
And right now.
And
get
stop.
This,
and stop.
And cut.
And no. Oh.
Okay.
YouTube Rewind canceled.
Canceled.
That's pretty funny.
Good.
Good. Yeah.
No.
Mr. Beast is making one now.
Of course he is.
With all the YouTubers and so
it's probably going to suck.
It's probably going to get like 100 million views.
It's going to be based.
Oh, it's yeah.
You know, because literally all his videos get like 20, 30
million. It's going to be based. I'll tell you that. It's going to be, there's going to be Dream Minecraft and the other Minecraft guy. And then there's going to be the other one that he's with and the other one that does Minecraft.
You done?
Probably the other one.
Are you done?
We're going to keep
like
going? We're just
going to
drag it out, aren't we?
I'm saying on YouTube. And probably KSI. He has Minecraft in Among Us. And probably the guy does Among Us in Fortnite. And like, he's going to be in that one. And then the one who...
Oh.
Go fuck yourself.
And yourself.
What the fuck
I'm
is wrong
the
with
one
you?
Who'd...
Why are you like this?
Why do you say these things?
Probably Charlie D'Amelio is going to be in it.
Oh, that would be pretty cool.
That would actually be interesting.
Or no, that's right. Better,
dude.
That's
I want the song to be like. Sometimes I don't want to be.
Oh,
heaven.
Speaking of that, Dixie D'Amelio new song came out.
What's it called?
Play
it's
no, called,
don't.
So the first one was I don't want to be happy. This one,
I
was,
don't want to be sad.
This one, no. This one was One day I was really, really sad.
No fucking okay. way.
Yep.
Play it.
What?
No.
No, don't play don't it. Play don't it. Play it. Don't.
Okay, hey, don't play it. Play it.
Fine.
I'll take your word for it.
Do I play it?
Don't. No, don't
play it. No, don't do it.
Dixie D'Amelio.
Hey, it's for review purposes, so it actually...
If you play less than 10 seconds, then you can play it.
You can play less than 10 seconds, and it's a review.
We're counting, and
this
then we're going
to... This is now Dixie review.
10, 9, wait, 8. I have to shout over it. 7, 6,
okay, I'm reviewing
five,
this.
4,
my
three,
review of this
two,
song.
1. You play too much. You play too much.
It's
too late. You play too much.
Okay,
too
I've
much.
Heard enough,
you're
going to
get us kicked out.
That was bad.
Sucks ass, is my review.
Worst song.
Thanks for ruining everything.
Speaking of ruining things, Xbox is announcing they're getting a streaming service, apparently.
I thought that's fucking Game Pass.
No,
that's just playing game service.
that's just video game. This is so, bad. This sort is of, a bad video game.
I don't really know exactly what it's about, but they're like, oh, you know what? We're going to do something, and we're gonna rival all the other companies
so
now.
So it's going to suck.
But movies on Xbox suck ass, though.
No, it's... Game streaming.
I don't know. I actually don't. I don't even know what it is.
It's like Stadia, but
Actually, what could be cool is if they did like everything streaming. Like there's movies and games and shit.
That's just called Netflix.
What?
What the
movie,
fuck?
What are you? What is wrong in games?
Oh, no, I'm saying what if there were movies and games like on the same service?
That's just like life.
That would be cool. You wouldn't have to leave your house again.
That's just like speaking of Five Nights at Freddy's movies coming out.
Oh.
Wait, what movie's coming out?
So it's a movie by Scott Cawthon, and it's called like Five Nights at Freddy's
movie.
Forgot
his name.
Oh, it's called.
What's it called?
Oh,
no.
It's, hello. Really gets funnier every time.
Dude, yeah, it hello, does.
The joke that keeps on giving.
Hello.
Speaking
hello.
Of giving, Thanksgiving.
What'd you eat for Thanksgiving?
Oh, fuck you.
You did not just say that.
Get the fuck out. I'm not even kidding. Stand up and walk away.
What'd you think is turkey?
Stand up and walk away.
Oompa Loompa.
Some stoofing?
Fuck you.
I hate you.
Not the stoofing.
I'm not even joking. Get up and leave.
Coming over Great Uncle Bumpathy.
Bumpathy.
Oh, not Auntie Gertrude. Oh,
she brought her cranberry marmalade.
She brought her signature crusted shallots.
Oh, no.
Not the booger crusted shallots.
Booger souffle.
Shallot marmalade.
Oh, man. Bye.
Okay. Next topic.
Next holiday.
So, Silent Hills is apparently going to
be... That would be so cool.
...announcement at the Game Awards.
Why are the hills so quiet?
Wait, ready? Now we're going to recreate a Silent Hill. Okay, ruined it.
Ruined the joke.
Gassy Hill.
That would be cool, though.
Gassy Hills.
No, the sequel. The official sequel.
The squeakle.
The prequel.
How did they get so silent?
I thought that the whole deal with that game just like went through.
Yeah, I don't know. It was like they were starting to do it, and then just canceled it.
No. Then Kojima got booted from Konami.
Right.
They're like.
But
fuck
I think I read some stuff about it. And it looks like it's just going to be like a remaster of the original. So
okay, so dumb.
It might be bad.
So it's gonna be stupid. Why are they called Silent Hills?
It's probably gonna be like
I don't know. I just wrote that.
Speaking of like the remasters, apparently Demon's Souls isn't even that great.
It's like fine. It's like underwhelming. I think
it's just like not as good as the trailers.
They made the graphics in the trailer look so good, and then I saw the Donkey video, and it was like, yeah,
just see what Donkey's doing now.
Oh yeah, that shit's so funny.
So funny.
He did the fucking game
reaction.
Review.
Who's this stupid guy?
And it's like
this guy's not a fucking gamer. Yeah, that's good.
Dude, I can't wait for Among Us Mondays, Thursdays, and Fridays.
Among Us weekends.
Fortnite Thursdays.
No, it wasn't Fortnite. It was Minecraft.
Minecraft, oh, right.
They had their huge, like, Galactus event.
Dude, what the
okay,
fuck
nice.
Is
you're
that?
Okay, nice, you're participating in that?
The Galactus what, like, event? Why like, do people... I didn't know people still follow
there's
Fortnite.
There's so much shit that's... like, it's like, now there's, like, sand monsters. I'm like, what the fuck?
It's literally not even the same game. Like,
it's like a whole... It's like an RPG. It's basically an open-world RPG now.
It's actually might be good.
And you... Well, no.
Well, Mandalorian's in it, so...
They put a lot of shit in this game, remember? They put, like, fucking Avengers in it. They put fucking...
Thanos.
There's, like, trading
which is also
posts.
Weird since so Fortnite was in Avengers Endgame, and Thanos was in
oh,
Fortnite.
They're in the same universe.
Well, yeah, they made a deal. They probably had the thing, like, a deal for that. To put
big deal,
Fortnite and Avengers.
Did you do the deal?
Did you do it? Did you do the deed?
Did I make the deal between
Avengers
and
Fortnite?
Do you have a pants tent right now?
Dude, Fortnite emote.
Fortnite pants.
Dude, new Fortnite twerk emote. Saucy Santana skin.
I wish that I could do the Magic Mike dance in Fortnite.
Mike, like Mike Tyson?
Oh, yeah. That one. That's been pretty great.
It's been a pretty fun thing.
It's been a great episode, guys. A
little return to normalcy.
It's a bit of a return to form.
Okay, Franklin.
We're gonna make sure to be a bit more diligent with getting these done because we did let our other projects kind of take full steam on our
full steed.
Speaking of, there's a Five Nights at Freddy's movie coming out.
dude, in the movie, did they say? Guys, see you all next week.
See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay.
See you guys later.
Bye. Apparently you can Google.
You're ear raping them. What the hell?
Oh my. See ya. So join our Discord server in the description. Bye-bye.
Baby.